This is Digital Dave.
And I'm Fast Eddie, and they're only a plane ticket away.
That's right. And joining us is Mr. Keith Clark of Phillips 66.
And he's got a very important message for us today, one that we personally experienced, and that is verify your fuel.
Yes, that is right.
We verified it was fuel, sort of.
Sort of.
Turns out water's not an octane booster.
No, it isn't. So, verifying your fuel. I've heard so many stories about people checking fuel and then getting into trouble because what they think is fuel isn't.
Yeah, that's correct. The big thing is communication and verification to make sure you get the correct fuel and you communicate with that human at the airport.
Oh, so you're saying misfueling, like we've had warbirds accidentally receive Jet A, that kind of thing.
Yeah, the Cessna 421, there's been two misfuelings this year in the industry.
Wow.
That and resulted in incidents or were caught before it left the ground?
Actually, two resulted in incidents, and there's been four other ones that they caught before they took off.
That's a break.
Yeah, well, that's not good, though.
Well, you know, I thought this misfueling issue had been addressed years ago when they got the different nozzles and the different sized filler necks.
Yeah, Bob Hoover came out with the Hoover nozzle, and the design was, hey, if the nozzle won't fit, you can't fuel it. But there's a lot of aircraft that have been converted to jet turbines that now still use a small opening. Also, the diesel-powered aircraft, diesel engines, that avgas nozzle will fit in any of those.
Oh, so, that's really bad.
That's really bad. So we have to communicate and we have to verify, which means look at that ticket and make sure that it says avgas 100 or Jet A or Jet A with additive.
Well, it seems like such a simple thing, but again, so easy to miss.
And the results of which can be catastrophic at best.
Yeah, you're going to find out right on takeoff, probably less than 300 feet. So it's very important. And we've got Save a Life, Verify Fuel Type heart decals that were given away to the industry, any airport, to reemphasize that communication and verification are the key. We have to talk to people.
You got to get it out there.
It means that the linemen that are out there, they've got to be on their toes for this, as well as the pilots themselves. Sometimes I imagine you run into a pilot, first time out with the airplane, not sure what to put in it.
Yeah, so, everything starts with the pilot. They have to communicate the fuel type. And unfortunately, a lot of pilots say top it off, fill it up, 10 gallons per side. We've also seen where they don't put it in the correct tank. So there's all kinds of issues, but everything starts with the pilot and that initial communication with that FBO.
Well, it's ultimately his responsibility to make sure his airplane's right. So, yeah.
Yeah. The other thing we see a lot of is just everybody's in a hurry, and we need to slow down and communicate. So I would like to say that, come by the Phillips 66 tent. We have decals available. We have tokens or coins, challenge coins, to challenge the pilots to go out and give those coins to FBOs to make sure that Save a Life heart decal is out there, and we redo it. There's also training available from NATA at preventmisfueling.com that is for not only the FBOs but for the pilots.
Yeah, because the final responsibility rests with the pilot. Now, here's the big question. You roll in with a piston airplane and the lineman accidentally puts diesel in it. How do you tell?
If you have jet fuel in your aircraft and it's mixed in with avgas, it's still going to be blue. So it's not going to be easy. You could smell it, but you got to be careful. Don't put your nose down there because it can cause issues. But the big key is to stay with your aircraft if possible. The credit card receipt that you get ready to sign, it's going to say what kind of fuel's on it also. And these misfuelings that have happened in the industry over the last 8 years, those credit card receipts show jet fuel. but nobody looked at it. Nobody signed off. Nobody initialed it, you know. So it comes back down to the pilot and the FBO working together to solve this problem.
Now, I imagine any pilot that's flying an airplane that has an unusual fuel requirement for, like, it was converted or something like that, I'm sure they're a little more vigilant for that than the average pilot.
Yeah, there's a lot of Piper Malibus that have been converted. So the problem is that aircraft could be at an FBO, and they're constantly putting jet fuel in this Piper Malibu that had been converted to turbine engines. So now another Malibu comes in that has not been converted, and they don't realize that this aircraft has not been converted. The other thing we see a lot of is the wing decals. They're faded. They're missing. You know, so all those things work together. Communication, verification, wing decals. You know, there's business cards. AOPA puts out a business card that says AVGAS or JET that you can put your tail number on, and you can give that card to the FBO to remind them. They make tape that goes over your fill points. All these things are tools, just like the Hoover nozzle or the duckbill nozzle. It's a tool, but it's not going to solve it.
I remember shortly after the Hoover nozzle came out that there was a big rush on decals stating, and it circled the fill nozzle, stating what fuel needed to go in that tank. Are they still doing this?
They still have those available. You know, after, that was May 25th of 1978 that Bob Hoover was misfueled in California. We almost killed the greatest pilot, the industry, and a simple mistake. So, you know, we've been talking at the forums, and I'll be talking at 8:30 at forum number 5 on Friday, and we're going to tell the Bob Hoover, the strike, and the mistake. So what we're doing at Phillips 66 is trying to get communication to get pilots and FBOs talking.
So just trying, yeah,
communication.
Yep.
Definitely the key. Yeah.
One more thing we've seen is a lot of pilots fly both jet aircraft and piston aircraft. Mm. So we actually had a situation where a guy landed at an airport, got out. The young man asked him, you know, what can I do? And he said, top it off with jet fuel. The kid looked at him and said, jet fuel? The pilot said, yeah, jet fuel. The kid says, this is a Cessna 421. The pilot looked at him and said, what are you talking about? It's my King Air. And the young man said, turn around. He turned around and goes, oh, I fly the King Air every day. Mm-hmm. But today they put me in the 421. So, you know, if you're flying both types of aircraft, you have to be on your toes and have to communicate and you have to verify.
It just seems to me to be logical to be there with your aircraft while it's being fueled. That's the way I've always done it.
Yeah, but I could see somebody landing and like, man, dude, I really got to go to the bathroom. Here, fuel this thing. I'll be right back. And that's all it takes.
Yeah, that happens. One of the misfuelings that happened about 8 years ago, the pilot stood there with a jet truck and watched him fuel it with jet fuel. Even put the caps back on. It was a Cessna 421.
Oh, geez.
Now, the pilot was training in a King Air. So humans make mistakes. And that's what Bob Hoover said after that incident. You know, there's no man alive that hasn't made a mistake. So that's why we have to work together. We have to be perfect every time.
Right. That's the standard.
Yeah,
perfect. Nothing less will do.
And it is an achievable goal. This is just fuel for crying out loud. It's critical. And you've got to make sure you got the right stuff. Because if you don't, well, it may not end well.
Right. It changes your day. Yeah, but we're always looking at it from the perspective of we're not pilots, but if we were pilots, we'd probably only ever be able to have one airplane. So it's not like we would be getting different airplanes and confusing jet turbine with a piston thing. We only have, so we're thinking, what do you mean misfuel? That doesn't sound like a deal, but yeah, especially a professional pilot that's hopping in and out of different airplanes all the time. That's right. Yeah, it's easy to get confused.
But I'll tell you this. I talked to pilots last year at AirVenture and this year, and it's amazing that the pilots believe, because of the Hoover nozzle, that you can't misfuel my airplane. And I look at them and say, buddy, a human can misfuel anything. We have to work together. And it starts with the pilot and the FBO working together. And that's why we started that campaign called Save a Life, Verify Fuel Type. And we have those decals. We actually got packets that if you want to come by the Phillips tent, we'll give you a packet to take back to your FBO when you fly home. Because we have thousands of FBOs, and I can't do this by myself. I have to have a teamwork of pilots and people that want to join the cause to save a life.
Okay, real quick, where's your tent on the field?
It's, oh my gosh, it's the big Phillips 66 tent at the Rubricants. It's just that way. You guys can't see it on the radio.
Just south, yeah.
Yeah, so it's just south of the AOPA tent.
Okay.
We got an old Warbird sitting out in front of it. And good. You can't miss us.
And don't forget to ask for the cow poster.
Cow poster.
Oh, that's, isn't that you guys, or who's that?
I thought that was Chick-fil-A.
No.
No.
That's Chick-fil-A. We got the Save a Life poster.
Okay, I'm sorry. Get my posters mixed up. Yeah. Anyway.
Here, hold my beer, will you?
Yeah, right. I want to thank you for joining us.
Yep.
And this is Digital Dave.
And I'm Fast Eddie.
And this is EAA Radio.